A.J. Hawk will join us as well, Super Bowl champ, longtime NFL middle linebacker from the Ohio State Buckeyes. I might have to ask him about that. What's up with his Buckeyes?
And the coach, Urban Meyer.
Well, something's going on there. I mean, nothing's been announced, but the season's right around the corner, and that's a big story in the Midwest. Another big one in the Midwest would be what's going on with the PGA Championship and Ricky Fowler, who is still seeking out that first elusive major win. Had himself a great day today. Tiger Woods was grinding, was three over at one point, ends up even par. And to chat about it, we're joined now by Todd Lewis of the Golf Channel. What's happening, Todd?
Hey, I'm good, guys. How are you?
We're doing really well. So how would you describe the round for Tiger?
I think it was better than I expected, to be honest with you, given how he played over the weekend, given the fact that Monday he spent a lot of the day in ice baths trying to reduce inflammation. His swing speed has gone down, and I mean, he just seemed mentally and physically just checked out over the weekend at Akron in the Bridgestone Invitational. And you know, he's 42. This is his 14th start of 2018. That's more starts than he's had since 2013 in 1 year. And I just think the grind is getting to him a bit. And he has found enough energy on this day to, you know, put a decent number up, and maybe now he can kind of ease into this tournament and start building some momentum on the weekend.
But in terms of expectations, I mean, because he's Tiger, everyone wants to believe he can go out there and win a major. And we just saw it a few weeks ago at the British Open on the 11th tee. It was a solo lead on a Sunday at a major. So there's no reason to believe it's an impossibility. But for you,
oh no,
are your expectations, have they lowered when it comes to Tiger? I mean, what are you expecting out of him?
Well, to be honest with you, I think all of our expectations have been greatly exaggerated for 2018. Sure, I mean, he is by far the greatest player of our generation. But not only is he coming back with what is a brand new body, a fused spine, but just like Jack Nicklaus said, just like Rory McIlroy said this week, he needs to relearn how to win. I know that sounds ridiculous for a guy who's won nearly 80 tournaments on the PGA Tour and 14 major championships. But if you look at the evidence that's been presented to us this year, in Tampa, he came to the 72nd hole, rather, needing a great drive to give himself a good chance to attack the pin to force himself into the playoffs. And he wasn't confident with the driver. He had an iron, and he had a 5-iron into the green. He had no shot at birdie. You look at what he did at the Arnold Palmer Invitational. He was in the mix on the back nine. 16th hole is a par 5. Scoring average that day, probably 4.2. He jacks it out of bounds for the first time in his career, the many years that he's played at Bay Hill. And even you look at what he did at the Open Championship. There he was with the solo lead for the first time since 2011 in a major championship, and it got to him. He couldn't finish the deal. He played the remaining 6 or 7 holes over par. So there, although it may seem like a small gap from being a contender to a winner, For Tiger right now, it might be a giant chasm, and that's something that he is going to have to work through.
But I love the fact that today, as he seemed to be losing it on the front nine, he puts the driver away, and he pulls irons out, and suddenly he's like the senior playing seniors golf rather than being Tiger Woods. And he comes back and has a reasonably good round because of it. Is he not maturing?
Agree. Oh, well, I think I don't think that's anything new. If you look at Tiger's career, for those who know golf, he has been an excellent game manager, maybe one of the best right up there with Jack Nicklaus in his career. He understands his weakness, and if he can put himself in the proposition and eliminate the weakness with whatever club it is in his bag, then he'll do so. That's the way he's always played. And you're right, he did save that round today. You go bogey, double bogey in a major championship out of the gate, especially coming off the very below par weekend that he had, and I say that meaning he didn't play well, in Akron. I think he did build some momentum those final 16 holes, and you know, hopefully he can continue to build and work himself into this championship.
With Todd Lewis of the Golf Channel, so Ricky Fowler goes out and shoots a 5-under. He sits atop the leaderboard. There's still some guys out in the field, but at this point he looks like he's a pretty good safe money to be the leader after 18 holes. And this is a guy, I believe he's been outright second or T2 in all of the majors, and he feels like he's a guy that's destined to finally get one. I don't know if this is necessarily the weekend, but do you believe it's just a matter of time before Fowler does actually win a major?
Yeah, I do. I think he's mature and in control of his game. It just hasn't happened. I think the biggest hurdle for Ricky to get past is how he plays on Sunday. And it will be interesting if indeed he rolls into Sunday here at St. Louis with the lead in this championship, because if you look at his record on the PGA Tour, 8 times he has held a 54-hole lead, or at least a share of the 54-hole lead heading into the final day. He's only converted one of those leads into a win. So that's a terrible percentage. And that's something that he is going to have to get past. He completely understands that. I personally feel that he would be more comfortable chasing the lead on the final day, one or two shots back. I think that he is an aggressive player by nature, and either consciously or subconsciously, if he has the lead, I think it's like, you know, in football, he plays prevent defense, and suddenly you're getting burned with passes and, you know, and people are catching you. And so I think that I'm interested to see how this all plays out. It's Thursday. But as far as him being comfortable handling the pressure of being what is considered the best player, or who is considered the best player without a major, I think he's totally fine with that. He hangs around Jordan Spieth, Ricky Fowler, Rory McIlroy. They're all great friends in South Florida. And when you hang around winners, usually, especially with his talent, you're going to win. So we'll see what happens.
Should be a fun weekend. Enjoy it down there. Thank you, Todd.
You got it, guys.
There's Todd Lewis of the Golf Channel. And the Golf Insider is brought to you by Subaru. Summer nights are made for Subaru with lease rates from 0.5% at your local Ontario Subaru dealer. Subaru, confidence in motion. So we'll see. Ricky Fowler.
The great sports writer Jim Murray used to say that the phone book is filled with people who have led in the first round of major tournaments. They're not often the guys who are leading in the fourth round.
No, it generally doesn't work out that way. But when you got that kind of talent, you're going to be in the mix. You know, Fowler's not a guy who's completely out of left field, like the 140th ranked, or it's like an amateur that somehow is in the running. It's like that guy doesn't have it for 72. Fowler is a guy that will be in the running. Whether or not he's going to win it, I mean, is up for debate. Like Todd said, it's still way too early. Like, that's why it was significant that Tiger battled back to even par, because he's not out of the tournament.
But he has to be there at the end. And he hasn't been there at the end very often, and in all the time coming back. And you keep waiting for it to happen. And this is still a major. This is not the Greater Milwaukee Open.
No, it's not. And that's where Tiger did all his damage. He had the lead on Sunday. He teed off on Sunday last. He had the lead, and no one could catch him because he wouldn't allow anybody to catch him.
And they would be couch out.
A lot of times they'd wilt. Yeah. But he'd also go out there on Sunday and shoot 65, and it's like, you got no shot. Even if you played great, you're not catching him. Tiger was never a guy that came from behind. Like, he never chased down leaders on the weekend, on Sundays. So I wouldn't expect him to be able to do it all of a sudden at 42, where he looks tired and he hasn't been practicing a lot. I think he needs to be in the final group leading on Sunday for him to legitimately have a shot at winning the tournament.
And we still have to have him there. That's what we've learned in the last few months. It's more fun, even when he's not winning.
Make an appearance.
It's more fun when he's in the mix.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the U.S. Open, he was awful. He didn't make the cut. He was terrible. But at least he was there. In the first couple of days, you could watch him and talk about him throughout the weekend. What went wrong? I mean, there's Tiger, then there's the field.
I wish television would act as though there are other golfers on occasion.
I don't have as much interest in other golfers. I really don't.
If they're Fowler,
if Tiger's playing,
if they're Fowler or Dustin Johnson,
yeah,
or that
sure.
ilk.
But those guys get on.
Oh, they get on.
A lot of time it's overemphasized how much time Tiger gets. If Dustin Johnson is going low, people are watching him. He's on the screen.
I don't care if Koepka's on my television screen.
Yet he's won 2 U.S. Opens.
I know. But I still don't care.
Well, that's fine, but he's a great player.
I want to see Spieth. I want to see Dustin. Those are the guys I want to see.